April 25 is also the second week of Easter, Tuesday, and it's the feast of Saint Mark, the evangelist. And so the gospel today is from Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 20. Just previous to this gospel, Jesus has rebuked the apostles for their unbelief. And we can read that Jesus appeared to them and rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had been raised. And now the Lord, who has just rebuked them, tells them, go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. So Jesus is entrusting the salvation of humanity, the church, to men who did not even believe that he had resurrected, who had betrayed him, who never seemed to understand the depth of what he was doing and saying and the mission. This simply reveals who we are and how absolutely we depend on the Holy Spirit. When they received the Holy Spirit is when they awoke to the truth and were strengthened, and no longer Christ lived in, no longer they lived, but Christ lived in them, like St. Paul says. And so they were able to do this mission. Indeed, the gospel says, but they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. And what are these accompanying signs? There are many miracles, driving out demons, speaking new languages, picking up serpents with their hands, etc. Now, it doesn't mean that every apostle is going to be able to perform all of the signs. It's God who's going to choose what signs to give us. We just have to be humble and attentive so that he can do whatever he wants to. That's the point. Now, this is in connection with the first reading today, which is 1 Peter chapter 5. The Lord tells us, clothe yourselves with humility in your dealing with one another. That means that we recognize that we don't have it all, that we need our brothers. And so if we have anything to give, is God given to us, and we give it with humility. But we're still incomplete, and the Holy Spirit is also in others. So we go through life humbly, giving and receiving from the others. And that's difficult, because they may tell us things that are difficult for us to receive and to hear. Now, humility is not to be introvert. It doesn't mean to be shy. It means that we know where the power comes from, and that we are God's servants. So we see the saints being courageous, audacious, able to confront, able to resist temptations, and able to be rejected and continue strongly forward. And so humility needs to go along courage together. It's not shyness. It is conviction that Jesus is Lord and that we are truly his servants, empowered, enabled by him to go forward. So the Lord also tells us in the first reading, be sober and vigilant. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steady in faith, knowing that your brothers and sisters are going through the world, undergo the same suffering. So we are conscious of the suffering of others, and we are joining in too. These are the sufferings of Christ, and we are able to, with our humility, to fight Satan and be victorious. So to all those whose name is Mark, happy feast day. Mark was a disciple of Peter, and he was a faithful son. Saint Peter calls him my son. How beautiful. God bless you.